Hey everyone, my name is Adam. Welcome to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. This week's devotional is from Andrew Archer. He's our student ministry director at the Ridge. We hope that this will encourage and inspire you as you continue to grow in your relationship with God and others.
I still remember the struggle of being in high school, the mounting weight of uncertainty, the ever-changing friend groups, and an insatiable desire to be accepted. Man, what a great time that was. But in all seriousness, I did enjoy high school. However, the reality is that it is a season when you begin to form your identity and brave the bigger questions in life. Who am I? What is my purpose? What do I want in life? Just to name a few. And among these new questions and insecurities that arise during these formative years, I think there is one that is shared among us all. At least I've never met anyone who's denied this desire. And it's the desire, it's the yearning to be fully known and fully loved. We want to be able to sit across from somebody with all of our thoughts and our emotions, everything that makes us us, out on the table, and for them to see us as no one else gets to, and to look us right in the eyes and say, "I love you still." In other words, we want intimacy. The American Psychological Association defines intimacy as an interpersonal state of extreme emotional closeness such that each party's personal space can be entered by any of the other party without causing discomfort to that person. Intimacy characterizes close, familiar, and usually affectionate or loving personal relationships and requires the parties to have a detailed knowledge or deep understanding of each other. We desire intimacy because we were created in the image of an eternally intimate triune God. In eternity past and eternity future, God has and always will exist in the most intimate community there is: the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. What we all need to recognize is that intimacy that we long for can only be found in the person of Jesus Christ. There is no more intimate act than Christ's death for us. He knew everything about us, all of our sin, all of our shame. It was all out in the open, on the table, and yet he still laid down his life for us. Jesus Christ fully knows you, and he fully loves you. God designed us with this in mind, and we were created to experience this same intimacy, this same oneness that is in God. Primarily with himself, but also we get to experience it with one another. And there's no more intimate relationship among God's people than marriage. God created the institution of marriage to foster an intimate relationship between one man and one woman so that we could have a tangible expression of our intimate relationship with him. If you want to experience that kind of intimacy in a palpable way, then my encouragement to you would be to follow God's design for marriage. He created us to experience intimacy, and if we follow his ways, we will get the immense privilege of a brush along the intimacy we crave. I pray that God the Father may grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power in your inner being through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and firmly established in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and width, height and depth of God's love, and to know that Christ's love surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3, 16 through 19.
Thanks for listening to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. If you'd like to hear more messages now, you can check out our past series at theridge.church/messages or download the free Ridge app. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.